Ghana has started trial of an internet technology known as the TV White Space Spectrum. This move follows an outcome of a survey carried out by GIFIC and the Communications Ministry, which show an unencouraging percentage of internet users in Ghana way beyond global standards. The White Space Spectrum will transmit internet to TV sets at a more convenient and cheaper means. At a stakeholders' meeting on the regulatory framework in Accra, Director General of the National Communications Authority, William Tevye, said the use of internet is fast becoming a basic human right, and the NCA, as the regulator, has a duty of making access to internet cheaper to encourage usage. Irabna Paha was at the meeting and has joined us in the studio to tell us more on this new technology. Good afternoon, Irabna, and welcome to the studio.
Good afternoon, Eugenia. Thank you.
Now, what more explanation did the NCA give on this new TV white space spectrum?
Well, Eugenia, this seems to be new for stakeholders because all they know is you having your laptop, your phone, where you can access the internet. But internet connectivity and its assessment has become difficult in Ghana, especially for those in the rural areas. If you don't have a smartphone and you cannot afford a modem, you cannot access the internet. And even if you are able to acquire these two things, connectivity is always a problem. So the NCA thought that they could use what they call the spaces in between the networks to create what they call the white spectrum. What this white spectrum seeks to do is to transfer internet directly to your television. So there's going to be a channel that you can connect to, and then you can have access to the internet on your TV sets. You don't really have to get a digital television. Any kind of television can access this sort of white TV spectrum.
So who are going to be the beneficiaries?
Like I said earlier, it's rural communities, those who can't have access to the internet in like Accra, where it is easy to have access. Again, those who cannot afford it, it's easy to get it. So basically it's for the rural areas, but also for low income earners. Those are the people who...
And what are the likely challenges one may encounter, and how will it be addressed?
Let's listen to Mr. Tevye, who will explain more on that one.
Okay. If you look at where we've come from all these years to where we are today, you can see that the internet is an all-encompassing technology that we're using for our everyday stuff. The NCA believes that with the emergence of television white spaces, this issue of inability to serve scarcely populated areas will gradually become a thing of the past. White space broadband, on the other hand, can travel up to 10 kilometers through vegetation, buildings, and other obstacles. Tablets, phones, and computers can all access wireless internet using TV white space through fixed or portable power stations. Aside from connecting people, TV white space is also capable of connecting things. This technology can make connecting to home or work from another remote area a reality by offering a broadband signal capable of handling multiple devices, as well as reporting large amounts of data across long distances.
Now, Irabna, you said that trials have already started. When exactly will it be rolled out?
The NCA hopes to begin this by beginning of 2018. Currently, the University of Ghana and its environs are on the test trial to see how it will work. So if everything goes according to plan, it should start by first early 2018, hopefully.
Well, that's some good news. Thanks so much, correspondent Irabna Paha, on that.